What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hello, hi, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Go ahead and call on in because I'm actually starting to run out of material here. But what's really interesting is going on out and doing a web search, and people are starting to send me this stuff. This whole axis, if you will, of James Comey and Loretta Lynch all seems to be tangled up with this HSBC scandal of laundering drug money. That's the common point of overlap. And we need to be paying attention to that. Now, we know that the U.S. government's been involved in drug smuggling for a lot of years. They were bringing in heroin from Vietnam inside the body bags of our dead soldiers. They had to transship it through Hawaii because they didn't have enough. They didn't have airplanes that could cross the entire Pacific. And that drug corruption changed Hawaii's politics and took a very, very long time for that entrenched aspect to sort of fade away. But there's a lot of dirt out there about this. And of course, again, Iran-Contra, guns down, cocaine back. I actually met Freeway Ricky Ross in Southern California at the height of his glory, if you will. And he used to brag that he was working for the Central Intelligence Agency. And as long as he worked for CIA, the Los Angeles Police Department would never touch him. And they never did. So what was going on in Arkansas under Governor Bill Clinton was, first of all, it was a violation of the Boland Act. It was foreign policy being conducted without the blessing of the United States Congress or even the U.S. State Department. It was a private little operation off the books. Guns down, cocaine back, sell the cocaine, launder the money. And that's where all of these land flip deals came in. Morgan Guaranty, the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, were all part of the money laundering. And it led to some tragic occurrences, the train deaths. Those are included in the epic of Clinton's mess. It's all about drug money and drug money corruption. And as I was saying before we went to the top of the hour, you go and you look at the history of nations whose governments have become corrupted by drug criminals, and you will see exactly the same problems there that you're seeing here. And looking at this link that's emerging between Loretta Lynch, James Comey, and HSBC, there's something dark here. And we, the American people, need to be paying very, very close attention to that. All righty, let's go on back and grab a few more stories here. Do that here. UNICEF is reporting one out of every nine children on Earth are being raised in a war zone. That, to me, is a tragedy. I can't imagine any child living in a war zone growing up with any kind of adjustment to life. They're gonna be traumatized their entire childhood. But that's okay. We've got antidepressants to sell them. I'm getting more and more of this information coming on in about Loretta Lynch and how she fumbled HSBC. Apparently, Loretta Lynch's law firm was tied directly to Hillary Clinton. It's all one big happy family over there. All righty. So getting on to picking up some other news stories. And let's see. Brazilian soldiers have begun patrolling the Rio Olympic venues because of the rising crime rates. There have been some very shocking developments there. The crime is going up because of the economic hardship. They had an embarrassing incident at the beach where they're going to have the volleyball event. A mutilated body washed up on the shore. I think, unfortunately, I'm glad the Brazilian soldiers are patrolling the sites here because I don't think they have good security, and it's wide open for a false flag attack, like what happened at the Munich Olympics. It was all blamed on the Palestinians. And let's see, another story here. A member of the Senate Judiciary Committee has opened an investigation he believes could threaten the confirmation of Obama's nominee to replace Eric Holder as Attorney General Loretta Lynch. More about the HSBC stuff. Swedish police are now investigating over 40 reports of rape and groping by refugees at music festivals over the weekend. This forced refugee migration is just working out so good for those poor people of Europe here. All right, and let's see. Interestingly enough, as you're probably aware, on the 17th of this month, it's going to be the anniversary of the accidental shootdown of TWA 800. There's a lot of material that's coming out in advance of it. Jack Cashel has a new book coming out, I understand, basically talking about all the facts leading to TWA 800. And we're going to spend a lot more time on that subject as we get closer to the 17th. But it is a fact that passenger jets do get shot down in military accidents. And we're going to say to our on-air affiliates, welcome back to the network. We're talking about TWA 800. The anniversary is coming up on the 17th. And again, the United Nations has confirmed they're aware of 25 incidents where innocent, unoffending passenger jets have been killed by accident by the military. We know for certain about the USS Vincennes shoot down of the Iranian Airbus. We know about the accidental shoot down of TWA 800 during a test of Aegis CEC. On my page on TWA 800, we have two more, an Aer Lingus flight and an Alitalia flight. The rest are still classified and blamed on suicidal pilots or space aliens and the UFO. All right, let's grab ourselves a phone call. Nelson in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Michael. How you doing? Great show, by the way. I keep calling in once in a while.
Well, thank you.
Hillary Clinton, this whole ordeal that we're seeing here with the FBI, I'd like to mention it's not just the people in the States that are upset about what's going on. I mean, all day today I've been hearing about people here in Canada talking about how they're totally upset at how, the government heads are getting away with bloody murder.
Well, this is a kneecap to America's image abroad, and I understand that the people like yourself aren't that surprised by it, but the U.S. has worked to propagandize the world that we are the greatest nation on earth, that we stand for the rule of law and morality and human rights and all the rest of it, and it must be a shock to a lot of people to see James Comey basically admit to the world we are a banana republic where the rulers are never held to account for anything that they do. And it's going to further erode other nations' trust in the United States because everybody understands when you deteriorate into a banana republic, you're basically looking at a nation that's run at the whim of the banana in chief,
right,
who can be very chaotic and reckless in their thinking. And again, that's what they're saying Hillary Clinton is. She's extremely reckless. Vote for Hillary Clinton because America needs an extremely reckless president.
I'm more afraid, and not of the image that's going to be portrayed. I'm more afraid of the other governments like my own. I mean, I've seen it recently. I'll give you an example if you want. Our government's starting to show signs of the same stuff that's going on in the American government. We have something here similar to the IRS. It's like the Canadian and Quebec Revenue Agency Services. And I had got a phone call a couple of years back, and the lady says, "Oh, you owe us $32,000 in back taxes." And I disputed it, and then suddenly the price dropped to $16,000, and then it dropped down. And yeah, I owed money, but nowhere near $32,000, and they came back to me saying it was an approximation of what I might owe, you know. And it's like, to me, that's a government, you know, really trying to find money. What if I was a 70-year-old, didn't know how to retaliate against the government, and I would have paid $32,000 just like that, you know, and the government doesn't care.
No, the government doesn't care. And these tax collectors, they're just about grabbing the money any way that they can, and the law be gosh darned. There's reason to suspect that the entire income tax system in this country is completely illegal. There is a constitutional prohibition on direct taxation that's not apportioned from the American people. And there's serious doubts that the 16th Amendment was actually properly ratified. In the lawsuit Sullivan versus United States, the judge actually sat up there. James C. Fox sat up there and said, on examination, the 16th Amendment failed ratification. Then he goes on to say that we just pretend like it's the law.
Yeah, exactly. He can't pretend that. It has to be fact or nothing.
Yes.
So I thank you for your show. I'm going to keep watching. I'll let you get back to talking. And you have a great day, okay, Michael?
All right. Thank you very, very much here. I'm looking at this article here about Loretta Lynch's law firm tied to Hillary Clinton. And, yeah, they're all buddy there. Okay, over in Iraq, apparently there are more mortar strikes going on. 32 killed in Iraq. Earlier today, there was supposed to be all these attacks by ISIS inside Saudi Arabia. Now, we know that for the most part, ISIS is working for the U.S. government. So has the U.S. finally decided they're going to add Saudi Arabia to that list of to-be-invaded nations that Wesley Clark leaked all the way back in 2003? I can imagine that the U.S. government is getting sick and tired of dealing with Saudi Arabia's hereditary rulers, who are all dealing with hereditary mental illnesses. And the fact that Saudi Arabia has been getting a little more cozy with Russia and China probably does not sit well with them either. So it may be that we're going to see a U.S.-staged coup d'etat, color revolution, whatever you're going to call it, happen there in Saudi Arabia. The problem is, at this point, as I see it, the U.S. government has already bit off way more than they could ever possibly chew. They're stuck in Afghanistan. Even Obama's finally had to admit they have to keep troops up in there. We're still thrashing around Iraq. We're thrashing around Syria. We can't even get into Syria. Thrashing around Yemen and Libya and all these other places. Drone strikes all over. The U.S. has drawn down their military stockpiles. Their weapons are wearing out. You need to understand, when you look at these warplanes and ships and tanks and the rest of it, and they look very impressive, they're not designed to last a real long time on the expectation that most of them are going to get blown up anyway after a few hours' use. And so the U.S. militarily, except for the nuclear arsenal, the U.S. is militarily very weak. And yet they're still trying to provoke war with Russia and China. And it's just absolutely insane, all of these money junkies in power. And I'm sure they all have their little bunkers and, you know, the Greenbrier, Mount Weather, and the rest of it. So if they make a mistake, oh, well, we'll just go down underground for 6 months and we'll come on out and everything will be hunky-dory. But they're literally risking the incineration of the surface of planet Earth in this argument over which brand of ink and paper we're all supposed to be using for the next 100 years. Okay, getting on back to Hillary, and we need a new name for Gate. Email Gate, everything Gate, Omnigate, that's what we're going to call it. There's too many gates. We have to start calling it the entire fence. Anyway, article coming out of PatriotRising.com, GOP lawmakers haven't given up on holding Clinton accountable. Now, James Comey said that he was not recommending charges for Hillary Clinton. But that doesn't mean that Hillary Clinton cannot be charged by a grand jury or otherwise held to account by the U.S. Congress. I think probably members of Congress are just as furious at what happened as the rest of us are. And it's not just Hillary Clinton getting away with it one more time. It's the damage to our national image. We're all raised with this image of what it means to be an American, that we're a democracy, that we have the rule of law, and all of that just got shattered. And it's so funny, it happened right after Independence Day. Because we had this celebration of all the years we imagine we've been free from tyranny. And one day later, James Comey just absolutely destroys that. Okay, apparently, I'm getting word from our control room. ABC is saying the Justice Department will not pursue charges for Hillary. Ooh, big shock on that one. I mean, Loretta Lynch telegraphed that months ago, that she didn't think espionage and selling out the country and treason was, you know, any reason to bring charges, but they're going to sue those global warming deniers out of existence. So they're trying to put this thing to bed, and I think it's just going to anger the American people. And you should be angry for them to treat you like this, where the laws don't apply to them. That's not America. That's not the United States. You need to be as angry as I am. You need to get on the talk shows on TV and radio, and you need to scream your head off. This is not acceptable. And we cannot and will not obey a government that does not itself obey the laws of the land. We basically have an oligarchy in our midst. A bunch of drug criminals got together, bought themselves a government. All right, let's grab some phone calls. Lockie in Arizona, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. It's funny you should mention that about coinciding with Independence Day and this entire thing with Hillary Clinton scandal and Comey. But I was sending out some personal messages, you know, to some friends on the 4th saying United States of America, July 4th, 1776 through September 11th, 2001. But, Comey was... He was an executive at HSBC, so
he was on the board of directors.
Basically, an executive banker to the head of the FBI. I mean, that's like making a shoe salesman, like in charge of a nuclear plant or something. You know, it's just amazing. But now that you tied that together with drug laundering money and this entire scandal, yeah, the whole thing is it's like one big organized crime.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it is. It's one gigantic organized criminal operation posing as the U.S. government. Comey had no prior law enforcement experience at all. He was a member of the board of HSBC. He and Loretta Lynch were brought in to just bury and close over and cover up this HSBC drug money laundering. And they admitted to laundering drug money and they paid a fine, but nobody went to jail.
Well, you know, how long can the mainstream media just keep on? I guess, you know, you have more distractions. Like you said, there would probably be more false flag events and this type of things to distract and take away. But, I mean, how this thing's ready to bust at the seams, it seems like to me. How long could you keep on sweeping this stuff or packing the closet and trying to shut the door before this thing just busts wide open, you know?
Well, if you're in the corporate media, as long as those big fat paychecks keep showing up, you think these people are paid hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars a year to tell you the truth? Of course not. They're paid that money to lie to you convincingly that everything is fine, everything is great, go back to work, pay your taxes, breed us more workers and children. That's what they're paid to do. And they're going to go on doing it. They're absolutely shameless. They're going to go on doing it, as long as somebody signs those paychecks.
Well, you have a lot of courage, and the way your show, it flows, the amount of information every day consistently, like for 3 hours, plus the website. It's really awesome, and like I said, I open up the phone in the morning and get the headlines, just like in the old days when you'd have an orange juice and a piece of toast and read the paper. That's where I'm getting at least the headlines, you know, but the nature of our, you know, lifestyle has always been pretty quick, and you get real concise, and the radio show is awesome. I just don't see how this type of truth can, continue to be, and then those, you know, we call them prostitutes right now with the big money. I just can't see how anybody could continue with these jobs, whether you're in government or media. It's all fake. But I guess, you know, like you said, if you take the paycheck away, they'd be reduced to somebody like you and me that's just waiting for the next paycheck or direct deposit or something like that.
Well, you need to understand the people who are paid professional liars are very comfortable with that role. They don't feel any shame. They understand this is the life choice they've made. I'm going to sit up here in very expensive clothes and tell America what the corporations and government wants them to believe in. That's my job, and I'm very good at it, and I get a lot of money for doing it. And they're not feeling any shame whatsoever. But we may be at the flashpoint that happened at the Soviet Union, where everybody just reached that point of throwing up their hands and saying, this is just completely unacceptable. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to take a break for commercials. We got two more phone calls waiting on the line. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And true to form, the corporate media has now dropped all reporting about Israel's Hillary's get-out-of-jail-free card, and they're now focused on this shooting and protest in Baton Rouge. So our caller from Homeland Security yesterday was absolutely bang spot on. Change the focus, change the story, give the media something else to look at in the hope that all of this is going to fade away. And it isn't. They thought Benghazi was going to fade away. It didn't. All right, let's go to the phones here. Richard in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you?
Fine.
Listen, I know you're very close to Pearl Harbor, and this story came up on Drudge that's going on now, submitted by the U.S. Naval Institute regarding RIMPAC and the fact that we have a Russian spy ship. Can you see that from where you are?
I haven't actually gone out to look, but I overlook Pearl Harbor itself. We had a great fireworks show on the 4th. But I might get out one of the telescopes and see if I can see it, although I don't really imagine it coming in that close to Honolulu. It's probably going to be over by the Pacific Missile Test Range on Kauai, which is where most of these exercises are taking place. But we're sure hearing a lot of heavy aircraft going in and out of the airbase down there at the bottom of the hill.
Right. I was being facetious, by the way, when I said okay. You could see a Russian spy ship from your house. But the other thing on this is that it's being reported that the Russians have sent their sole aircraft carrier to Syria again, the Admiral Kuznetsov. Do you have any information on that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely true, and it's in response to the two U.S. carrier groups that are in the Mediterranean right now.
Right.
And I don't think it's Russia's only carrier. It's their biggest and their newest. I don't think it's the only one that they've got.
Okay. And you're also aware that this is the time of the year that these carrier battle groups or marine expeditionary units normally change spaces. They're called the out choppers and the in choppers. And normally, sometime in the summer, they will change spaces from the Med to the Atlantic and in the Indian Ocean. Just to be aware of what's going on with some of these rumors regarding Russian naval activity. That's all I got. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. The normal naval doctrine is for ships to be rotated in and out of areas of concern to basically avoid overstressing a single crew with being in a potential combat situation. It's also for training. They want the ship's crews to be trained to operate under various conditions. And obviously the Mediterranean is a very different story than the North Atlantic. Now, that being said, we're not in a normal situation. We're in a situation where the U.S. government is trying to provoke Russia into doing something overt. Make it look like this is all Russia's fault. Bad Putin. And it isn't. We know who the aggressor is. All right, we're going to switch over to Philip in Virginia. Aloha, Philip. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thank you. Aloha. Yeah, that's pretty bombshell about this HSBC connection here in the that whole orbit that's coming to light. You know, I'm sorry, I had the wrong button push. How's that?
Much better.
Yes, you got to have all the buttons pushed and knobs twisted, don't you, Mike?
Yeah, and I got too many of them around here for just me alone. So,
yeah, but anyway, I wanted to give you a quick update. I don't know if you covered this Virginia delegate lawsuit that's trying to derail Trump.
Yes.
Encouraging news about it is that the Virginia Attorney General said today that he's going to seek to have the case dropped, which seems kind of like a conflict because he would probably want Trump not to be, he's a Democrat, he probably want Trump to get dumped.
Well, there's another factor, and that is that the American people are now aware of the degree of fraud and criminality that has been the hallmark of this entire primary season, and they understand people are very angry over what's been going on. Bernie Sanders supporters are furious. And Donald Trump's supporters are literally threatening riots and revolution if their candidate gets ejected. We need to take a break for commercials,
okay.
And we'll be right back to you after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Mm-hmm. For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I think we were talking with Philip in Virginia. Are you still on the line? I guess not. We're going to go over to Jason in Ontario. Jason, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks. Nice talking to you. And I'm sorry if I missed you earlier in the day. I just got off work, but I'm worried about these polls. I'm getting information that the Donald Trump's doing a lot better than the polls are indicating, mostly because of skewed, specious questions. What do you know about that?
Well, if they're going to steal the election, they have to rig the polls, because if the election results don't match what you're told the polling results are, then you're going to get suspicious. But we know the polls are all over the place. Rasmussen actually has Trump ahead. And I'm waiting to see the results of polls that are taken after this whole get-out-of-jail-free card, because I think people are going to be very, very angry. When you have one-third of Democrats think she should have been charged, that's a serious, serious situation.
Mm. So they really do not reflect the reality of his support right now.
No, they don't. They're out there not to measure public opinion, but to try and manufacture it. by constantly telling you, Hillary's winning the polls. Hillary's winning the polls. You should vote for Hillary. You want to support the winner. Hillary's winning the polls. And on and on and on and on. And
they might want to be careful what they wish for. They just might get it. But the I guess I understand that. But aren't we waking up? Aren't people onto this now?
Well, yeah, they are more and more. And I think it's going to start accelerating. For a lot of Americans, this letting Hillary skate on espionage charges, that's right. The ice bucket challenge right in the face, and a lot of people are very angry. Some of the email I'm getting, you know, I mean, I'm hearing the word revolution all over the web right now, and that's frankly scaring the heck out of me.
Yeah, I hear you. Anyway, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And apparently the Republican National Committee is already out there with a brand new ad intercutting Hillary Clinton's prior statements with what James Comey has acknowledged she did. And again, the more I think about it, the more I think that however it was that James Comey was brought into this deal, whether he was being blackmailed or he was directly ordered by Obama, or he could be blackmailed over this whole HSBC thing, which is now emerging. But for whatever it is, he wasn't happy, because if you take out his statement at the end about we do not recommend charges, everything else he said was a broadside into Hillary's campaign rhetoric for the last 6 months. So, it's getting intense out there. All righty, let's see. Getting on back to some news stories. Let's see. Former White House counsel C. Boyden Gray, who worked as legal counsel for both President Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush, said that Hillary Clinton should not be given a security clearance and not receive daily intelligence briefings, because she cannot be trusted. I mean, the whole excuse they're putting on out there is, oh, she was reckless. She was careless. She was extremely careless. We don't need that quality in a president. We want serious, thoughtful, careful, unemotional, not screaming and throwing ashtrays at the wall in the Oval Office. And James Comey did, in fact, tell the entire nation why Hillary Clinton would be dangerous as president. She's extremely reckless. Even if you take the FBI's report at face value, it's a condemnation of Hillary's ability to serve and serve wisely. Now, Obama is trying to counter that already as they can take their little above-the-law tour across the United States of America. He's out there saying, she's the best qualified person ever to run for the White House, blah, 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 blah. And we know that's not true. She actually flunked her first bar exam. She has a long history of lying, of dirty dealing. No, she is not fit to be president. And she knows it, or she wouldn't be trying to steal it so hard. She clearly does not believe in democracy when you look at all of the massive fraud that took place during the primaries. Very clearly, Hillary Clinton does not believe in the principles of democracy and the will of the people. Hillary believes in Hillary Clinton. And if she steals that White House, do you think she's going to be happy there? No. She's a globalist. She's fully on board the New World Order agenda. She wants one government over the entire planet, and she wants that center seat for herself. And we have to deal with that. We have to educate our fellow Americans to exactly what Hillary Clinton is like. We need to go after the people who still think she's wonderful. And she's got them brainwashed. She's running her campaign like it's a personality cult. Like Jim Jones, you know, in Jonestown. Here, have some Kool-Aid. And it is that dangerous. Now, one-third of Democrats in this poll we talked about think Hillary should be charged. What that tells us is the other two-thirds don't. And that tells us these are people who don't care about the rule of law, who don't care about the possibility of treason. They just want a woman as president, like the bimbos over on The View. They don't care what Hillary has done. Hillary could set fire to Bill Clinton on live national TV, and they'd say, oh, well, she's showing how dangerous polyester synthetic clothing is, or some other such nonsense. It's a personality cult, and the worst tyrants in history have been supported by personality cults. Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler. Their support is not from people who think and evaluate carefully, but people who believe, who are caught up in worship of that personality. And that is a red warning sign of what is in store for this nation. We're going to have to mobilize behind Donald Trump, or if Trump is replaced, whoever replaces him, and get an overwhelming landslide vote that even massive election fraud cannot overcome. And Brexit proved it's possible. The Brexit vote gives us hope. And the message we need to get on out there is it is not enough for Donald Trump to be leading a little bit, because that can be stolen from him. He has to be so far out in front of Hillary Clinton that they can't do enough vote theft to steal the election. There's a huge risk of being caught. And they've already been caught. There are lawsuits being filed all over the place. Corporate media is not, I might mention, reporting on this. Because you're supposed to believe that our elections are honest and above reproach. Just like you're expected to believe that Hillary did nothing wrong with her email server. It's all about belief. Don't think. Don't analyze. Don't be logical. Don't look at the facts. Who are you going to believe? Hillary Clinton or your own lying eyes? We're at a very dangerous crossroads. Hillary Clinton is very much in favor of war. She's gone public saying, as president, she will attack Iran. Doesn't matter if Iran has done anything or not, Israel has ordered Hillary Clinton to attack Iran, and so Iran must go. After all, they're just Iranians. You know, who needs those people, right? Hillary's fully on board with Wall Street. She has whored herself to the special interests. And there's one other reason why Hillary is a bad idea as a president. And as I mentioned yesterday, that guy called on in and said, Putin's got the emails and he's going to dump them. And I don't think Putin would do that. Because a blackmailable Hillary Clinton in the Oval Office is more useful to Vladimir Putin than an unblackmailable Donald Trump, even though Donald Trump has come out and said he wants to go back to being friends with Russia and China and engage in peaceful trade. But Putin is probably looking at the reality that Hillary Clinton's going to try and steal this election in November. And so he's going to hang on to these emails so that he can blackmail her to serve Russia. And that's the warning sign. Because everybody who got those emails off her server can now control Hillary Clinton. Everybody who got special treatment from the State Department in exchange for donations to that charitable foundation can now blackmail and control her. And that means when it comes to that presidential list of priorities, the American people and the American nation are at the very bottom of that list. Now, I'm hoping that you are feeling as angry about what James Comey and Loretta Lynch just did. And apparently, according to all this stuff that I'm being sent, they're joined at the hip at HSBC, which was laundering drug money. But if you're as angry as I am, you have an assignment. Your mission, Jim, should you choose to accept it, is to get on the phones. Don't waste your time with members of Congress. They already know. Don't waste your time with the FBI. Get on the phones to your local TV and radio talk shows. Get on the phone to C-SPAN. And air your anger in public. And if you cannot get on those phone lines, then you need to start talking to everybody that you know, everybody in your social media, saying, this is it. Okay. I'm being messaged from our control room here. But you need to get the word out. Just like everybody who was calling into the show today, that were expressing their anger. That is a good thing to do. It is a good thing to do to express your anger at what this nation has been turned into. By these money junkies, by the Central Intelligence Agency, by Wall Street, by the Federal Reserve. Enough is enough is enough is enough. And it's time for people to just say, we want no more part of this. And it's time for the federal government to go the way of the Soviet Union, into that dustbin of history. Because it's clearly not working for the interest of the American people. It's all about conquest of other countries to steal their wealth to give to our money junkies. While the money junkies in other countries are trying to figure out ways to steal our wealth to give to their money junkies. You can see how it goes back and forth. The link between private central banks and wars is irrefutable. And we should be tired of being puppets on their strings. Most important, though, and this is a message to everybody who's a parent or who may be a parent in the future. It's one thing for us to have sort of accommodated and adjusted to life as it currently is here in the United States of America. But I want you to take a good look around at how things are in this country and ask yourself, is this a country you want your children to grow up in? And that's a valid, valid question. I hold it as the highest moral imperative that we leave to the next generation a better nation than that which was left to us. And sadly, my generation has failed to do that. We are leaving a far worse, far darker nation to future generations than we inherited from our parents. A world that's filled with Common Core and brainwashing and spying and monitoring and surveillance. It truly is a dystopian nightmare right out of George Orwell's 1984. And by the way, for those of you unaware of it, George Orwell actually wrote that book as a warning to our generation, what was likely to come if we were not on guard. Unfortunately, too many of our leaders have basically viewed it as dictatorship for dummies, and they're following the instructions. If you have not read 1984, you should do it. Or at the very least, hunt down the movie. Richard Burton and John Hurt did a fabulous, fabulous job. Because the warnings have been out there. We've been on this path for so many years. I've been involved in the truth movement since my inadvertent conversion over Vince Foster back in 1994. And it is very depressing at times to see the nation that I love or loved literally rot away. It's like when my mother was dying of cancer or of the cancer treatment, I'm not sure which one, and just having to watch her wither and waste away day after day after day after day after day. That's what it feels like, watching what's happened to the United States of America. What James Comey did is the wake-up call that we do not have a democracy. We don't even have a republic. It is a full-blown third-world oligarchy, where the powerful are never held to account, but by golly, you'd better pay that traffic ticket or we're coming after you. I wonder if that was Comey's oath of office. I promise to enforce the laws except for Hillary Clinton, but the rest of you, watch out. So anyway, we're coming up here on our next commercial break. We're going to be back with the last segment of our program here. And yes, as the callers noted, I am very angry. This is not the America I thought I lived in. I don't think this is the America any of you thought you lived in. And it is time to get angry. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be enraged at all the lies and the frauds and the deception and the stolen money and the stolen children. You have every right to be angry, and you don't need my permission to do it. Just go on out. It's time to be angry. It's time to be enraged. We'll take a break for commercials, and we'll be back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Foodforliberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from Numana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase two family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from Numana. Buy two family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our program today. A couple of things are developing here. ABC News ran their own poll, and they got 93% of respondents said Hillary Clinton should be prosecuted for what she did. The numbers are trending against Hillary. And the longer the government stands firm, the more disenfranchised and illegitimate the whole system is going to look. That's what's coming on down there. Now, the news is still talking about this shooting down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, which is a tough part of town. It's a nasty place. And how Black Lives Matter are getting ready to protest and riot. So we just put a story up at whatreallyhappened.com to remind everybody that the email, or the rather the text messages of the Black Lives Matter leader reveal there is a concerted plan by the Obama administration for a summer of chaos and martial law. They do love to play dirty. And the reason they are is they're scared. They are absolutely scared. They've been able to control us for decades and decades with lies, fraud, and deception. That doesn't work anymore. And if they want to hang on to their phony baloney jobs and have their hands always in our wallets and the life and limb of our children for their wars, they got to figure out some other way to exert control over us. Oh, it's a national emergency. There's riots. We've got martial law and the rest of it. The big question is going to be, how much will our rank and file military support the establishment of a dictatorship? Now, being on the island of Oahu, there are a lot of military people around here. And I know a lot of them. And by and large, they're all strict constitutionalists. They've sworn an oath to that Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And many of them are not happy with the direction they're seeing the country go in. So if Obama was going to try some stunt to declare martial law and a national emergency and shred what's left of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, it might not go smoothly at all. At all, at all, at all. I'm noticing here that all of a sudden, this story about how the FBI director and his links to drug cartel money laundering at HSBC, it's starting to go viral all over the net. And everybody is scratching their heads wondering how somebody who is tangled up with drug money laundering gets to be head of the FBI, especially with no real law enforcement experience. I think we've just lifted another stone, and we're looking at what's squirming and thrashing around in the slime underneath. So we're coming up here on the end of the show, and again, your mission, should you choose to accept it, get on the air at radio and TV talk shows. Talk about how unacceptable it is that Hillary Clinton endangered national security and will face no consequences for it. Go ahead and be angry. You deserve it. You've waited for it. You've earned it. Let it out. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, stay skeptical. Thanks to everybody donating to the website. We really need the help right now. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N. NNARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.